Do you like Comedy Records?
I love Comedy Records. And, you know, I think of them, I don't know if this was a thing about my youth, that I grew up listening to vinyl Comedy Records, totally. Because I don't listen to them anymore.
I was thinking about the differences in what people consider acceptable in terms of, like, both language and how far you can go. And I think Comedy Records really illustrate that. And I was thinking about that when Andy Griffith died.
Right? Oh, yeah.
I know he was a hero of yours and a great comedian. I
mean, clean comedy. Clean comedy. I mean, yeah, it was wholesome, but I just always split a gut. I watched it all the time as a kid, and it really shaped my sense of humor.
And the same week that he died, I got in a CD by Red Fox. Now, Red Fox, and, you know, through my days in the record stores, Red Fox made the kinds of records that we would keep behind the counter. And Andy Griffith records, of course, were out in the bins.
Mm-hmm. Because Red Fox was considered adult humor.
Right, right. So I put the Red Fox record on. Can I play one quick little bit of Red Fox?
Sure, definitely.
This is quite a way to start a music show. Okay, here we go. You're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan, along with Robin Hilton. So here's Red Fox, right?
The guy never had a woman before, and he got married, so he had to go to the doctor, ask him what to do. Doc said, well, just take your wife and caress her stomach and keep saying, I love you, I love you, I love you. So that night, after the wedding, and he got up to the place where he was in an apartment, in a hotel, wherever they were, and they were laying there, and he started rubbing, caressing her. He said, I love you, I love you, I love you. She said, Laura. Laura. Laura.
He said, I love you.
And that's about as dirty as they got. But we had to keep those records behind the counter.
That's funny. I was preparing my cricket sound effect in case we
got
needed it.
Uncomfortable territory.
Yeah.
Speaking of XX, have I got a record for you?
I knew there was some perfect transition right. in there for you, Bob.
I have been waiting for a long time for a new XX record.
Yeah.
The XX are one of my favorite groups. Record came out, 2009?
It's been
a while.
Came
to the States in 2010. And finally, Coexist is going to be the new title for the new record. Comes out in September. And we have the song called Angel.
Being as in love with you as
as I am, being as in love with you as I am, being as in love, love, love.
I will say this is a band I didn't immediately take to until we saw them together live in Austin. Was that 2009? We saw them at the church. Was it 2010? I remember thinking that that first record was very, it just made me feel very claustrophobic. There was so much restraint in it. And I hear that same kind of restraint in this song, but there's something much warmer and inviting to them since in their music since I've seen them live. And it works for me now. That was just lovely.
The bass in that band.
Yeah.
Just fantastic. I can't wait for them to come. They're going to do a tour of the States and all over the world.
We'll have to do something with them.
Yeah, let's do that. Can I play two in a row?
Yeah, absolutely. Go for it.
I'm spending time with the new Frank Ocean record. There've been a song or two, but yesterday I got the whole record, spent the night with it, spent the morning with it, spent the afternoon with it. Mm-hmm. And the production, the sparseness on this record, like the XX record, are immediately what grabs me. And the lyrics are the second thing. There's just brilliant poetry, great sounds. There's stories about, you know, rich and poor in not the normal way people speak about rich and poor, but in the ways that they conflict and not like the, not about, it's not about money, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. This is about how it affects people's lives on a very direct level and very personal record. Let me play the song called Pilot Jones. I've chosen this cut out amongst all the others, mainly because it illustrates the use of sound and the spareness. And listen to the twist of words, too.
We once had things in common. Now the only thing we share is the refrigerator. Ice cold, baby, I told you, I'm ice cold.
Ice cold.
You out here flying high.
High.
Go ahead, fly that thing. High. High. But fly alone.
You always smoking in the house. What if my mother comes over? You can't get up and get a job. Is this little hustle's getting you by? You're the dealer and the stoner with the sweetest kiss of what I was on. I had a Pilot Jones.
What you know about him?
She took me high.
Oh, did she now?
Then she took me home.
You talking about
Pilot Jones, Pilot Jones. Tonight she came stumbling across my lawn again. Just don't know why. I keep on trying to keep a grown woman sober. See there go reaching up your blouse. And no, I don't want a child, but I ain't been touched in a while. By the dealer and the stoner with the sweetest kiss I've ever known.
I knew what I was ever on.
I had a Pilot Jones.
What you know about her?
She took me high.
Oh, did she now?
Then she took me home.
Talk about
Pilot Jones, Pilot Jones. In the sky above, yes, I saw the sky I've never seen before, yeah. But I was above, yeah. Above the sin. So many ways. But if I got a condo on a cloud, then I guess you could stay at my place. Ooh,
I think the XX and Frank Ocean ought to do something together.
That would be so cool. That really works. I love that. Love the lyrics. I think we live in an age where it's really hard to show restraint in music because you can do just about anything, yeah. right? And you've got so many toys at your disposal once you're in the studio. You can make any sound, and to hold back.
It's refreshing. That record by Frank Ocean is called Channel Orange, and it's out, and it's amazing.
Well, I'm going to play something, having just said that how nice it is to see and hear that restraint, something that's absolutely explosive in its sound, the band Passion Pit.
Oh, good, because I got something even more explosive.
Okay,
we'll battle our explosion.
Passion Pit, you know, we've discovered them in that batch of 3,000 or 2,000 songs or whatever it was a couple years ago that we listened to before going to South by Southwest. The song that we played back then was, I think in 2009, was Sleepyhead.
Oh, yeah.
And I think we were all really struck by how euphoric the song was and the band, the sound of the band. And kind of like, it reminds me how we felt when we first heard Kishibashi this year, you know. The debut full-length was Manners from Passion Pit. That was in 2009. They're finally back now, 3 years later, with a new record called Gossamer. And I want to play the opening cut called Carried Away.
Sorry about things that I said.
You'd never know I loathe 80s synth pop as much as I do. I don't know why this sound gets me so much now, and it didn't 25 or 30 years ago. But what a fantastic sounding record. It's beautifully produced.
We have a first listen to this whole album, by the way.
Whole thing's right. Online. It comes out July 24th. It's called Gossamer from Passion Pit. I that song, I love the words to it. It's sort of an anti-Carly Rae Jepsen song. They say, I don't think I know you. I don't think I want to, but I can fake it if you can fake it.
Did you hear the Dan Deacon thing that he did with the Carly Rae Jepsen song? I should call that up real quick.
Oh, yes, I did. He layered it 100,000 times or yes. Whatever it was.
He obliterated the song by feeding it back on itself. Hang on.
I threw a wish in the well. Don't ask me, I'll never tell.
This is Carly Rae Jepsen's Call Me Maybe.
I'm just going to loop and loop and loop. Go ahead about a minute.
Right? Yeah, that's only 10 seconds in. Let's go to maybe about a minute and a half in. It just builds and builds and builds. It's complete chaos at the end.
Pop eats itself.
It's exactly what it is, an a cappella version of the song, no less, too. I love Dan Deacon. I'm so glad he's out in the world doing his thing.
His new record is so ecstatic. Have you heard it?
It's huge. Yeah.
Can I just play some off of talking about Dan?
Yeah, what do you got?
Let's play a song called Lots, L-O-T-S. It's off a record called America. Comes out the end of August. And we have plans for Mr. Dan. Hey, Dan, come on over. We got a desk for you. Yeah, we'll have a little tiny desk concert. We hope with Mr. Dan Deacon. Let me
with
play
any
Lots.
Luck.
Yes, let me play Lots.
We'll be right back.
We're laughing because we were trading Dan Deacon stories, all his crazy stories.
He does these things where everybody who's seen him knows that he does these sort of community. He's all about community and about the joy of music and doing it and sharing it. And so at the 9:30 Club, when we webcast a show, you were back home, but he had the entire 1,000 people doing London Bridge all throughout the 9:30 Club, right? And at South by Southwest, was it, I think 2 years ago, he was on my plane coming home, and I joked that they were going to put him by the exit door.
Okay, everyone on the right side of the plane, I want you to form a line.
Exactly.
All right, you people on the left side of the, you're going to raise your arms up, you're going to make an arch, and we're going to feed through you. No, you step back to the plane's going down in flames.
Love that man.
Yeah, I do too. By the way, I normally wouldn't pitch somebody's Twitter account, but his is worth subscribing to. It's eBay Netflix, the best Twitter handle I've ever heard from an individual, at eBay Netflix.
The record's called America. The song's called Lots, L-O-T-S. What do you got, Robin?
I'm going to play something I don't normally play on the show. He's a country singer, and his name is Corb Lund. He's from Canada.
What's his name?
Corb, C-O-R-B, Corb Lund. And he's got a new record coming out called Cabin Fever, and all I'll say is that this song I'm going to play, called Dig Grave Digger Dig, has two irresistible elements in it, and that's why I'm playing it for you, and I think you'll know what they are as soon as you hear it. Corb Lund.
Hand claps. Listen for hand claps.
There's one other thing, though.
Dig, grave, digger, dig. Work that shovel with digger, grave, digger, for rig, I'm on a sips and dig. Dig, dig, grave, digger. Dig, grave, digger, dig. That big old hole just keep getting bigger, so dig, grave, digger, dig. Well, he don't mind the cadavers. He don't mind human remains. He got no problem sleeping at night. Ain't nothing that a whiskey won't tame. I asked about ghosts and spirits. I asked him if he ever got spooked. I asked him if he ever got haunted by souls, but he reckons that he buries them too. Now he ain't bothered by corpses. He'll plant stiffs all day. See, he on some kind of piecework deal. He get paid by the grave. Dig, dig, grave digger. Dig, grave digger, dig. Work that shovel with vigor, grave digger. For a rigor mortar sits and dig. Dig, dig, grave digger. Dig, grave digger, dig. That big old hole just keep getting bigger. So dig, grave digger, dig. Well, he could be making more money. He could be out working the rigs. But he says he don't really like no company. He says he'd rather just dig. Grave digger, he got secrets. He whispered as he lit up a cig. He said you gotta watch it, don't badger the hole when you're cutting through the roots and the twigs. He works right through in the darkness, and then he stops and he takes him a swig. Drive by the right time of the night, you might spy him in the moonlight doing a jig. Dig, dig, grave digger. Dig, grave digger, dig. Work that shovel with bigger grave digger, for rig mortar sits in dig. Dig, dig, grave digger. Dig, grave digger, dig. That big old hole just keep getting bigger, cause grave digger rather just dig.
Dig!
Dig, dig, grave digger. Dig, grave, digger, dig. That big old hole just keep getting bigger, so grave digger, keep on digging.
Dig!
Dig, dig, grave digger. Dig, grave digger, dig. Work that trouble with dig, grave digger, for every morning sits and dig. Dig, dig, grave digger. Dig, grave digger, dig. That big old hole just keep getting bigger, so dig, grave digger, dig.
You do a woo or a hey or a yeah just before a nice jam, and I am there. But there was also a third thing, that very key element, and that's the big group sing-along that they had at the end with the hand claps and the foot stomps. That is absolutely irresistible to me.
Going to see a lot of that at Newport when I go to Newport Folk Festival in, a week and a half?
Yeah, it's coming up fast.
Excellent. So, and we'll be webcasting, though, live from Newport. July 27th on Friday night is Wilco, and...
And then we'll be broadcasting live video online on NPR Music all day, both Saturday and Sunday. Wilco will have video as well of that if you can't make it up there. Alabama Shakes, so many great bands.
Good day of music. Good 2 days and a half of music.
Real quickly, the Corps Blunt, that was, the song was Dig Grave Digger Dig, in case you hadn't caught that song from Cabin Fever, and that's out August 14th on New West Records. There's an interview with Corps Blunt on our website that he did with Melissa Block a couple years back on All Things Considered.
Awesome. Do you know the record Cirque by Kate Le Bon? It came out a year ago. I missed it completely.
Yeah.
And, so Cirque...
Oh, no, I think everybody caught that, Bon.
So Cirque 2 just came out. And basically, in 2011, she recorded about 15 songs. And this is a batch. It's an EP that's coming out of songs by Kate Le Bon. And I cannot stop listening to it. It's another spare record. The Frank Ocean, the XX, and the Kate Le Bon has been my week. Dan Deacon has been my anecdote. No, antidote.
Antidote. He's an anecdote.
The story about the plane, that was the anecdote. But he's been my antidote. And so can I just play the song? It's catchy as heck. It reminds me a little bit of, she's from Cardiff, Wales. But the song reminds me a bit of Nico and the Velvet Underground in a way. She's not copying it, but...
I look dubious.
You do. Why is that?
I can't imagine anyone pulling that off as well.
Well, let's see how she does. Kate Le Bon, Cirque 2. I'm going to play the lead-off track. It's called What Is Worse.
Sleeping is
over and over and over. I could listen to that.
Yeah.
How'd she do?
She nailed it. I could easily hear Nico in that, and also even the ringing guitars, sort of very Lou Reed, Velvet Underground.
But it's her own thing,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I didn't think, oh, what a ripoff.
Yeah, yeah. Good. Yeah. Cirque 2, CYRK2, by Kate LeBon. Kate is CATE. And brilliant EP. Comes out August 21st. And I hope we do something special with Kate LeBon.
Yeah, we'll have to have her come in for Tiny Desk.
Oh, that would be sweet.
Yeah. I want to play something I discovered from a feature that we have started on our blog called The Drop. And it's one of the ways that we cover electronic and dance music. We don't get as much of it on the show as maybe we would like or some would like. So we've started this weekly feature on the blog, Sammy Yenigan and Otis Hart.
The ones who come every once in a while to our show and do a whole we do a whole shows of...
Right. And so we started this weekly feature on the blog called The Drop. What is that? On Wednesdays, I think it goes up. And it's just whatever new discoveries they want to pass on to the audience. And one of them recently was a guy called Amirali. And he's an Iranian-Canadian producer, an electronic artist. He grew up in Tehran and he moved to Toronto and now lives in London, where he writes and records. He actually studied to be an architect and then got into music. And his debut record is called In Time, and it has this really wonderful broad range of moods and tempos. It's definitely dance music. It's lots of great beats, but also very beautiful. And I want to play the opening cut, a little mellower, called The Harmonious Song.
Thank you.
Amorali, the Harmonious song, yeah, from his record In Time. The whole record, I mean, like I said, it's broad range of tempos and moods on the record, definitely danceable, but a lot more restraint in the music than, you know, not as driving or as hard as a lot of dance music you hear. And you can find more great electronic and dance music on The Drop. Just go to the All Songs Considered blog and search for The Drop.
And we've been doing lots of song premieres. In fact, I think the next one that you're going to play, we're going to put on our blog. I'd say 2-3 times a week we have a song premiere or a video premiere on the on the All Songs blog.
Well, this one's from She Keeps Bees. It's a single that's coming out on July 17th. A guy-girl duo from Brooklyn. They usually write and record all of their stuff in their living room and release it themselves. And this song is called Counter Charm. I love how well you know me, because you dropped this on my desk for me and said, you're going to love this. And you're right. I loved it immediately. It just strikes the right tone, a little moody, lots of interesting textures going on, nice ebb and flow from delicate moments to sort of epic jams. And I'll just say one thing about this to listen for, since it's what we're going out on. There's this low growl that you hear throughout the whole song. It's
low like this?
Lore.
Did I love you?
That low?
No. Almost that low. You'd think it was an electric guitar listening to it. It's actually a cello, and it's played by Gaspar Claus, who we had in for a Tiny Desk concert.
Oh, that was amazing. It was him and his father, the flamenco guitar player, playing the Tiny Desk, and Gaspar, the amazing cellist, who made sounds I'd never heard in my life.
Yeah, the whole audience.
Oh, boy.
The whole office, such as the audience was. Yeah, we were all standing pretty slack-jawed watching that.
Awesome. I'm on vacation. This is it. You're on your own, buddy.
Oh, man, when the cat is away, the mouse will play.
Awesome.
And by that, I mean sitting around doing what I always do, listening to music and...
And I'm going to be home sitting around. So
I'm not getting paid for it. When you get back, we'll preview Newport.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be good. Have a preview of the Newport Folk Festival and more.
Awesome. Take care of Mr. Buddy.
Take care of Mr. Buddy. All right. So this is She Keeps Bees, Counter Charm. Comes out July 17th.
Take care, Robin.
Thanks, Bob. See you in a week.
Yep. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
Yeah.